just bless the beat.
This is Shawn with a Songbird, and welcome to the recap episode for Why the Songbird Sings Season 1. 2021 was an interesting time for us. It was our second year in the pandemic, a year of faith, a year of growth, and a year of further understanding of ourselves. And I would like to thank all of you, and Shahari as well, would like to thank all of you for your support for us and really listening and trying to become one with our show. This has been a learning experience, and we would just like to share with you guys a couple of fun segments that we deem were noteworthy and whatnot, and yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and let Shahari hit you with one of his favorites from last season.
Yeah, one of my favorites is the We Twerking Part 2 with Jewel. That one just stuck out to me because Jewel, the guest we had on, was just very chill and open and had a very nice bubbly spirit, and she was really funny. She made me laugh, at least.
I feel like I saw you at one of the parties, and then I saw you at the showcasing where I performed.
Oh, yes, I saw you at the showcase first, and I was like,
oh, okay, that's what
it was. Come on, voice. Come on. So yeah, so that's beautiful that you met me at a party first. You met me twerking first. You met my booty first. And then you met my face. You know, I like to be remembered that way. You know, booty first, face second. Love that.
I am tickled. I love it. I just always love your personality and how you interact with people and just your energy, your whole vibe. Like even like on this call right now, it's just very like I feel your energy regardless. Uh-huh. And I love that. We need more people like you.
I try, you know.
Well, all right. Well, excuse me. Blessed Lord. Well, all right. Well, that's all our questions for you. You cover so much, and I just love you even more. Like I was already loving you, like from your IG lives and just keeping up with you. Like, but I just love you even more.
Yes, you're a beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
Just out there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me on and chatting with me. I know you had a busy day.
No, thank you for sharing yourself with us for our podcast and allowing our listeners to you know hear other people and other stories and whatnot. Because that's the big purpose of us like interviewing people is to really get those other stories. And like you said, for people to be like, oh, I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. And oh, for real. Like I, you know, some people might say like, oh, I didn't think twerking was like healing and you know, it's just, you know, it's sinful and whatnot, this and the other. Mm-hmm. But no, like it's beautiful, it's powerful, and it's all about how you use it. Hell, even if you doing it for the wrong reasons, it's still a powerful thing.
I don't know. I haven't figured out one wrong reason to twerk. What? A twerk a day. Okay, we'll keep the enemies away. So I don't. What you mean? What you mean? No. What? Twerk. Evil. Child, you better let that twerk on out. You better let it out. Shit.
How does it keep the enemies away?
It keeps the enemies away because you're just so filled with joy.
Okay. I get
okay. You know what I'm saying? You're so filled with joy that you won't even notice the enemies in your face because you're just twerking. And I think everybody of all genders should twerk. You know what I'm saying? All body types, all genders could twerk. You could twerk from your seat. Twerking isn't even ableist in that way. Like you could twerk sitting down. Just want to say that. You could twerk on your back. That's okay. That's it. I hop off my twerk ministry. But just saying, I'm gonna twerk when I get off this. I'm very inspired to twerk.
Ooh, why are you sipping your tea?
Yep.
Not a drop will be.
I'm a twerk as I'm making the tea because I gotta make it first. You definitely inspired me to have some tea.
Yes.
Ooh, all right, I've gathered myself.
Gathered yourself.
I was thoroughly tickled. Oh God. Oh.
Yes, I remember that, and I just love Jewel. She is phenomenal. She is so strong and powerful and just an absolute, no pun intended, jewel to work with. I would say one of the episodes that I thoroughly enjoyed was when Shahari and I got a chance to talk to Miss Mojo, and Miss Mojo's interview was quite serious and quite an entertaining one for me. But I think the moment that I was just like, ooh, over, was when she was talking about one of her works that I was very familiar with. And outside of all of the laughing and everything, it was a moment of sincerity and a moment of vulnerability that I was not prepared for during our talk and discussion. And so I think that was an interview that had a full range of emotions for me and that I thoroughly enjoyed. So yeah, I would definitely say episode 8, Blessed and Highly Flavored, is an episode for me that is noteworthy. Let's take a listen.
See two different energies. And I wanted it to be clear by my works and by, you know, the activism work I do, like my whole advocacy and my politics change a lot from the Mojo Disco brand. So Miss Mojo just sums it up. Miss, that bitch, and Mojo, you come on. That's my uniqueness. That's my nerve. That's my talent. That's my charisma, my grace, my lace, and my waist. Like, it's everything. It's everything.
Mm-hmm. I am touched. I love
my
it.
Face. You can't forget my face.
All right. All 10s across the board.
Thank you.
So what events or influenced you to create your content, and like what is your desired audience and what was your desired audience?
I've always created from and for Blackness. I tell people before I identify as queer, I grew up hip hop, right? I'm from New York City. So the queer shit came a little bit later. So for me, everything, all of my art is inspired by hip hop. It's inspired by that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. And I like to reimagine a world where trans women were not excluded, because we've always been here, but included, right, in the culture and in the art of what Black excellence is. So whether it's my poetry, my painting, my digital visuals, my content, I always strive to make sure it's Black excellent, very Black, very queer, very hip hop focused and themed, and just very dope shit.
Yes, I can vouch for that. I think one of the videos that made me go, yes, you are that bitch, was when you did the Living Single
yes, she is remake.
Yes.
Baby, and let me tell you something, okay? Hollywood is one hell of a thing, because that dance almost killed a bitch. You hear me? Almost tucked me out. And I had to do it like 7 times so I got the right cut, baby. Woo! Now I knew why that woman was bending over backwards at the end. She was tired.
Because what I say, like, your energy, like, I can tell, like, you were giving it all of your energy. And it was just like, I was like, okay, come on.
Yes, this was TikTok dance, y'all. This was choreography. Okay? It was boom cack.
I love it. And then the other one that I enjoyed, it's two more. Okay. I'm just gonna fangirl for a minute.
Yes, please, get out. Remind me, girl, when I post, I go, I don't remember it. So thank you.
You're welcome. Another one was when it was when you was taking your estrogen shot. And I was like, my lady, this is the most artistic way of someone receiving a shot I've ever seen. And I was like, you made it look attractive. And I was like, when I give myself mine, like, it don't look like that.
Well, a little backstory. So I did that film while I was battling COVID. Right. So I got COVID in the beginning, like the OG COVID, not this cute shit that's out now. I got the original COVID. Like, I want to say New York shut down on the 10th of March. Mm-hmm. I had a fever the 12th of March.
Damn.
Like, they shut down for bitches like me. So the time of that video, I thought I was going to die. Mm. Oh, not to be dark, but I thought I was going to die because there was no such thing as a vaccine. They were barely testing people back then. So I'm like, oh my God, all the doctors kept telling me was to just see it through. And all they offered me was Tylenol. I said, oh bitch, this is it for you. So what that film was supposed to be was my last piece of, oh my God, I'm getting teary. It was supposed to be my last piece of artwork. Because I said, bitch, if you're leaving this place, you're gonna leave with grace and you're gonna have a piece of work that solidifies who you were before you left. So that's why the Lady Shot film is so gentle and so calm and it's so attractive. And I did it in not one take, because I shot it by myself, but everything that happened in that film, it was accidental. But I was like, you know what? We're gonna keep it. Because there's a point in the film where I actually prick myself and end up bleeding. But I thought that was a good representation of what I was actually feeling, you know, and thank God I'm still here to tell this story. But that was, I felt in my heart, that would be my last piece of work. I'm so passionate about it. And I'm so happy it touched you the way it did. For real, for real.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a virtual hug.
Okay, thank you. I receive it.
Oh, baby.
You smell good.
Soul is touched. Thank you, Dr. Bronin.
Another one would be a good cussing out, the Shahari takeover. We were talking about Kirk Franklin. And we had that disagreement. Because Shauna, she just likes cussing people out. So that was one of my favorites because that was a nice sharing moment and we agree to disagree, decide to post, just realize that you are now the one who's spreading hate. And there is always a more, you can still shade somebody with love. I do it
a lot of times.
Just remember that love is not a feeling. If it were, there would be less of it in the world.
Right.
It's an act that you must show and live daily. So you can educate and you can have, well, what is the thing? Just talk to them with a grain of salt. Put some seasoning on there. It's somewhere in the Bible, I believe. Seasoning of salt in your words. You know, you can put some seasoning in there. You can put a look of shade. I do it all the time. It's necessary.
Right. It's necessary. I just stand there and just be like, wow, they did not catch what he said.
Yes, but just realize that if you like to drag and cuss people out, now you're the one who is spreading hate. So there's other ways to go about it and still feel accomplished, even if they don't even realize it. It's even better when they don't realize
it. We love a good drag and they don't realize they just got drugged through the ground.
Because it was done so lovingly.
However, I must admit, for me,
don't start this.
But it is something cathartic about a good cussing out.
See, that's
about a good cussing out and a good solid, unadulterated, raw, nasty, no condom, all squirts type cussing out.
Okay, for your psyche. And for your mental health capacity, do it with love. Again, there are some words, we say cuss words, but to be honest, are there really any cuss words?
I feel like it's a social construct.
That doesn't mean go around saying, doing what Kirk Franklin did now.
That is a perfect example of something cathartic.
That's not it. So just that was unnecessary.
And disrespectful. No, it was not. That came from a deep place. He was fed up, and
that was not of God.
It sounded like the Lord fueled it.
That was not God there.
The Lord had opened the door for me. For me.
God not open that door. No, he did not.
The Lord said, go ahead, step on me.
Don't lie on the Lord's podcast now.
He said, step me. Because he stepped. He stopped.
What did he say? Yo, bitch, I asked you.
Oh, my eyeshadow. Oh, my mascara.
See, there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. He'll show you.
But once again, but what if the way is just a good old you bitch ass motherfucker, because you ugly asshole.
In the end, if you do it that way, you're not really going to feel better.
Nope, I be feeling great. I feel great when I do it.
You're not really going to feel better.
Nope. I sleep good at night. Take my meds and I'll be knocked out.
Because you gave all your energy away to something that's not really going to fix it.
Mm-mm. It'd be fixing it.
I'm tired of you. We're going to agree to disagree.
Right. I feel like that's something else that we need to also establish. It's to a point to where when it comes to art, being able to agree and disagree,
yes, that was definitely an interesting experience and a fun time, us to be in the same room together recording one and two, and just being able to be good friends and just laugh and have a moment to agree to disagree, because we're not going to always agree on the topics that we bring up. So love it. Another moment for me was, it started episode 5, Let's Go to the Rock, where we had our special guest, Rocker from Off the Rock podcast. And it was after my reflections when I discussed me having my first kiss. And Shahari was being funny, was like, what voices were you using, or who are these three voices that you had? Because you had three voices. And I just did not know that he was going to do that for multiple shows. And so for those of you who have been listening to every episode, you would know that has been a thing, ongoing thing that he has been doing. And so here are some of the moments where he is he has come for me with me and my voice shifts for the reflection section of the podcast. I hope you get a good laugh out of it, just like I did. Love, because they aren't ready for you. Love, Shauna.
That's good. I'm very, like, who are we talking about in this? Because I like how the man's voice was higher than yours. And then you kind of went to like an auntie mammy situation at the end.
Well,
with the voice, you had like three different voices in that whole.
Well, letter. It's not necessarily three people.
So I'm trying to see who were the three.
I kind of like lost where my voice was after we had our little technical issue, but the memory is, so I was sitting at home and I was talking to a couple dudes, whatever, because like I said, dating is ghetto. And I was just like thinking about what I was going to write for reflections. And what came to mind was the simplicity of how it was when I was younger. And my first kiss was with a boy that lived in an apartment complex and the apartments that I grew up in.
Forever yours.
Shout out to Songbird.
Who was that?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Your voice completely changed. Who was that actually speaking? Who were you personifying? Was that supposed to be the personification of Mariah Carey in your reflections? Like who was actually talking when you just read that?
You know what? I can't stand you. Why are you like this?
Because you have the white woman voice, and then you have the black woman voice, and you have the old grandma voice that's loud, the really loud voice. That's the old grandma voice. And then whatever that was you just did, that was something new. But I'm assuming in these reflections, you're actually talking about catching a fish, like you actually caught a fish.
Yeah, yes.
Did you just try to make it sound sexual? And then when we point that out, you act like we're in the gutter?
First of all, I didn't try to make it sound sexual.
Yes, you did.
I forgot why I was listening. I was listening to something. And I was just simply going with the vibe with the song that I was listening to. And it was some Mariah Carey song. I forgot what it was.
Exactly. You were having a thought.
I was having a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Child, I can't deal with you. But anyway.
The last one was the most recent, most kind of recent one with the Thanksgiving, over Thanksgiving time. and it was a no box macaroni where I was talking about people's potato salad. And yeah, it was a triggering moment a little bit, because no one likes runny potato salad. I mean, there's always a gray area. There probably is somebody that does like runny potato salad, but most of us do not like runny potato salad. So, like I said, I'll get my Nikes together and we're gonna skip to Malou with that potato salad. Don't disrespect people with that. Nobody wants that. Nobody, even the people that think they do, they don't. But those are my three top things that stuck out to me of our episodes of this year. So
what you call it, but, is the skin in there, or is the skin like taken off?
Why would you want skin in your mashed potatoes?
I love the skin in my mashed potatoes.
No, you would like skin in your mashed potatoes. No, I like creaminess. I don't like to have to be surprised by a layer of something just ending up in there.
I can't stand you, just so you know.
And then going back to stuffing or dressing, it's disrespectful. It's just disrespectful. Like the seasoning in it, it's like, y'all can keep that. I'll just save the rest of my stomach space, the little that there is, for the desserts after.
Jesus. And God knows you can eat you some desserts.
Sweet potato pie, Republic cake, 7-Up pound cake, Socotimi cake, whichever one. What other Thanksgiving meals do you make? There's the ham, the turkey, there's whatever green beans.
Some people do green bean casserole.
Last year with the green beans, they put potatoes in it. It was okay. Greens, you know, you got to get the real ones. The real greens, yes. And put you some, I think they got ham hock. I've never made greens, but you got the ham hock that you put in there with it. And then the macaroni and cheese. Do not bring no box macaroni and cheese to nobody's family gathering dinner. That is disrespectful. Come on. That is so disrespectful. Do not do it. Potato salad. No, nobody wants runny potato salad.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, nobody.
It needs to be firm. It needs to be solid, like the rock.
Nobody wants runny potato salad. They gonna get their Nikes on just because.
Not the Nikes on.
They slipping. They gonna have their Nikes on because potato salad's slipping.
Oh my God. I can't stand you. You get on my nerves.
But yeah, those are the food groups. Is there anything that I missed, probably?
I don't know. People always do some type of random casseroles.
Who do a casserole? Who? Who?
Non-black Americans. Yes. So Shahari's memory from episode 12, No Box Macaroni, and the last section of him commenting on my voices both came from that episode, which was a very good, fun, festive holiday episode that I enjoyed. It was very light, little serious moments, but overall, but I cannot think of any other moment that I want to like absolutely just like highlight and say like this was like my favorite point of the show. And so I just want to say thank you for all of our guests that we have had so far on the show.
Thank you to Lakeisha Henson and Gabrielle Booth for our characters and for the beat to the theme song and for our theme song, pretty much. I sent Gabby the vocals and she gave me the beat and I said, I love it. Thanks, sis. And also continue to support those Black businesses that we shouted out and highlighted this season. Some of those highlighted businesses include Belinda by India for all of your natural soaps and scrubs and things like that. Thank you to our other business, True Platinum Cleaning LLC, for your industrial and rental needs. Residential needs as far as cleaning. Thank you so much to the Solux Accessories for the wonderful merchandise that we received from you and for all your support towards this podcast. Another business that was highlighted was Black Girl Sunscreen and Fenty by Rihanna. Both wonderful businesses and wonderful products, great results, and also the EP Juicy by Miss Mojo, which was highlighted on episode 13, Growth and Increase, which was the season finale. And for those who have joined us later in the podcast, just a quick rundown of the episodes of the last season. Episode 1, As a Child, was our introduction to ourselves and for this podcast, where we talked about trans youth and kind of like opening up, clearing out any kind of confusion when it comes to hormones and the process it is for trans teens during their transitioning process. And when it comes to athleticism as well. Episode 2, Looking for Those Like Me, was one where Shahari and I talked to a couple of respiratory therapists or respiratory care practitioners, Ms. Marcia Sims and Janae Yancey. And they pretty much gave us some insights on the profession and the fact that it's a profession that many people don't know of. And for two amazing Black women to be able to represent and give us some feedback on it was wonderful. Episode 3, The Lights, was our episode with Miss Ian Field Stewart. Here she talked about being in the film industry and working in as an actress and activism and other things like that, and it was definitely a fun time. Dream of Being Spit Roasted, one of my most interesting titles brought up in a conversation in one of our No Fucks Given style episodes with Indy that has become a regular with us on our podcast. I thank her so much and want to continue to bring her on for you guys, because apparently you guys really are receptive of how she delivers. So I love it. Episode 5, Let's Go to the Rock, the wonderful episode with John Rocker, the founder and creator of the Off the Rock podcast. Wonderful episode, frat brother of Shahari and myself, and it was just a wonderful time. We twerking part one and two. This episode was hell for me to edit because I was just learning the editing and whatnot, and it was quite difficult. But the content, as far as what was stated, was needed. It was true. It was real. And love Jewel the Gem. Love her. Episode 8, Blessed and Highly Flavored, was the episode with Miss Mojo, who is a Black trans woman, activist, artist, just so many things that she does, and she is just amazing. Episode 9, Your Mom 69, another No Fucks Given episode with Indy. So fun. Some interesting topics once again. And yeah, a good cussing out. The Shahari Takeover episode 10. Shahari's first episode of him taking over, him being the mediator and just allowing the episode to go smoothly. And we will have many more of those coming up. Episode 11, Adult Films. Shahari and I were together for a wedding in Ohio. And we just simply talked about my lustful experiences, how to spiritually fight. And we talked about thoughts on generational curses. And so that was a very informative one. And also, I think one that's really needed for the Black and Brown community. Episode 12, No Box Macaroni, our Thanksgiving episode. Cute, fun, festive. And you guys have heard the clips to that one. And finally, episode 13, Growth and Increase, the season 1 finale. And with that one, I talked about my grandmother's influence. Shahari talks about having peace in all circumstances. And just another simple Christmas holiday episode and moment for us to just relax a little bit and not be as heavy and or serious for the holiday season. And so that is a recap for season 1 of Why Does Songbird Sings. Thank you guys once again so much. Shahari and I are about to get ready to record for season 2. Already have some guests lined up and just can't wait. So happy new year, and see you guys soon. Bye. Reflection.